This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
I believe that Kamala Harris is whatever she says she is, but I believe importantly that President Trump is right, that she's a chameleon. She pretends to be one thing in front of one audience. She pretends to be something different in front of another audience. Look, Dana, she's not running a political campaign. She's running a movie. She only speaks to voters behind a teleprompter. Everything is scripted. She doesn't have her policy positions out there. She hasn't answered why she wanted to ban fracking, but now she doesn't. She wanted to fund police, but now she doesn't. She wanted to open the border, but now she doesn't. She should have to answer for why she presents a different set of policies to one audience and a different set of policies to another audience. And I think that's what President Trump is getting at. This is a fundamentally fake person. She's different depending on who she's in front of.
I guess I gotta agree with J.D. Vance here. Surprise, surprise. I'm a conservative. He also is a conservative. Who is the candidate on the Democrat side? I'm not really sure. Does it really matter? They were going to prop up Biden. Now they're propping up Harris. Neither one of them are very good at campaigning. And now we're seeing really a Soviet-style propaganda machine in full force trying to push a candidate over the finish line. Welcome to Wiggins America. We have a very, very good show. This is a little bit of a serious show this week. I like to joke around quite a bit, but I don't know about this one. Jake Lang is going to be on the show next. It's always kind of interesting to get Jake Lang from federal prison onto the show. So, you know, bear with me. We sometimes have phone problems and things, but it's worth it because talking to him is talking about some of that Soviet-style country that we live in right now. He is in jail. He has not had a trial. He's been in jail for 3 years. We'll talk to him. Before we get there, though, it's been really tough to watch. I don't know about you, if you've been feeling it this week, even in the last week, that this has been hard to watch somebody with so little substance be propped up by such a mega machine. And it's sad because it shows where we're at. Now, this isn't new. It's not as if there's never been a mega media machine that's been pushing candidates. That's been going on for years now. But the veil's been torn back now for two candidates in a row, and really two elections in a row, because they tried to prop up Joe Biden and did. You know, they hid him in the basement. Now, they said it was because of COVID in 2019. But now they've done the same thing. The only one crack in the armor that they had was that debate, and it all came crashing down after just one little expose. And so they're now doing it with a different candidate, but there's no substance here. Now, she released some policy finally on Friday, almost a month in, and let me do the count here, 27 days that the major Democrat presidential candidate hasn't done a single interview other than with her own vice president. Well, she did an interview. Yeah, she did an interview with Tim Walz, her vice presidential candidate. Aside from that, she hasn't done a press conference, and even the liberal media is starting to press her a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit. Jim Acosta is probably not invited to the next cocktail party because he pushed this.
You know, Michael, I'm sure this is not going to be the first time you've heard this question, but the Trump campaign is also going after the vice president for not doing enough interviews, for not holding a press conference. Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
Listen, the vice president and Governor Walz have been busy crisscrossing this country since the launch of this campaign and adding Governor Walz to the ticket. You saw the ways in which they went to across the battleground states last week.
That's him talking to a Kamala Harris campaign advisor. Of course, the candidate herself couldn't be bothered to show up. But this is what concerns me, is that we have gotten to a place where it doesn't matter for 40-ish percent of the country, maybe 45% of the country. The policies don't matter. It's all feeling. And maybe I'm overstepping and saying that the policies don't matter. The policies do matter. It's just that they're all communist. I've been saying it all week. If you've listened to me on any of the shows, Mark Cox Show, Annie Fry Show, I cannot figure out the difference between an economic policy from the Democrats and communism. I really don't. There's not like a blurry line. There's no line. There's no line that separates those things. And I'll issue the same question to you that I've been issuing to everybody this week. If you disagree with that, please tell me how Democrat economics are different from communism. And you can do that in a variety of ways, at Radio Wiggins on Twitter, or you can reach out to us with this new little thing on the app. If you're listening on the app right now, if you're not, get the app. Tune in 97.1 and then hit that microphone button and I will get your comments about this very topic. So let me know. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jake Lang. Well, this is the third time we've had the privilege to speak with Jake Lang. If you're not familiar with his story, let me update you real quick, and I want to ask for his updates too, of course, which is why he's here. But he was at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. He was thrown in federal prison in October of that same year. He is still in prison calling us now, as he has the last couple times we've talked to him. He has not had a trial for anything. They're just holding him because they're communists, and that is what they do. Jake, thank you again for your time.
Ryan, my brother, God bless you. Thank you for having me on. It is truly a marathon race I'm going through. The Jan Sixers have become the most persecuted class in American history simply because we decided the 2020 election's veracity was in question. We showed up at our nation's capital to protest that most stolen and disgusting election. We were attacked by the Capitol Police at the hands and the orders of Nancy Pelosi, and then we were hunted down by the FBI like animals and thrown into the gulags to be here for 43 months without a trial, I've been.
43 months. Incredible. So, Jake, I wanted to catch up with you. Now, if somebody has never heard of you and maybe they missed the first couple times we've talked to you, give me just a brief, you know, 1 minute version of what's happened to you since January 6th of 2021.
Sure. Well, my name's Jake Lang. I'm a Jan 6 political prisoner, as you guys know. I'm 29 years old now. I was 25 on January 6th. You know, obviously I went to the Capitol with the love of God in my heart. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. I love our liberties. I love our constitutional republic. I stood up with a million other brave Americans to make sure that the country wasn't sold down the river to communist Chinese puppets like Joe Biden, Beijing Joe Biden. And, you know, we were hunted down for it. And since then, I've been sitting incarcerated. I've been shuffled around to 15 different prisons. I've done over 800 days in solitary confinement. And my trial has been postponed 5 times, including just yesterday. My trial was postponed again until November 4th, 2024, the day before the election.
Unbelievable.
Which is a very weird and, I guess, ominous day to go to trial for January 6th. Because either my trial will mean everything or absolutely nothing. Because, you know, Donald Trump's amazing promise to pardon us all. So it's just a very peculiar time to be an American patriot where, you know, you're being hunted down and incarcerated for just speaking out.
Jake, last time we talked to you, it was probably 2 months ago or so. You were getting ready to go into solitary confinement, but you said you've been in solitary confinement before. What charge do they have against you that you're such a danger that they have to keep you away from everybody, even in prison?
Well, the other solitary confinement time I've done before is different than the solitary confinement, the 40 days and 40 nights I just did. The reason why it's different is the most basic aspect of what makes us human beings is the fact that we're allowed to communicate. We can talk to other people. We can talk to our lawyers, our family, the media. And, you know, when they just threw me in solitary confinement these last 40 days for speaking out, for doing interviews like I'm doing right now, for being a proponent of justice for the Jan Sixers instead of this two-tiered sham that we're currently, you know, being railroaded through in Washington, D.C., they locked me up and gave and basically locked my access down 100%. They canceled my legal calls. They wouldn't even let my letters go out for my niece's one-year-old birthday. I made her a little card, you know, just with some folded up paper and wrote some, you know, kind words on there and stuff. They wouldn't let any letters go out. They wouldn't let me have any phone calls, legal calls, nothing. Basically, and if your audience doesn't know, I announced a hunger strike for the Jan Sixers to raise awareness for our cause, to make Congress make some actions for us because, you know, God bless President Donald J. Trump, but you can't put all your eggs in one basket. We have a Republican Congress right now that is stagnant and feckless and spineless and doing nothing to help us out. And so I was trying to put some pressure on them, and I lasted 12 days up in solitary confinement without eating a morsel of food. I lost around 25 pounds. But God's grace was continuously just pouring out over me. I was able to start a ministry up there in solitary confinement with all the other prisoners in this long, dark hallway. I was singing and ministering God's word every day. And people, these lifelong criminals, some of them drug addicts, were giving their lives over to Jesus. And even hear this, Ryan. I was actually even graced with the opportunity to perform a baptism through the prison steel wall into the guy in the cell next to me. And that's the power of the name of Jesus that can conquer any difficulty.
Jake, explain to me and to anybody listening what solitary is like, because as I understood it, you were completely cut off from anybody, but it sounds like you were able to still communicate with other people in a way.
Yes, so you're in a long range. Think of like a shooting range where all of the cells are side by side to one another. So you're in one long hallway, and you know the only way you can communicate with other human beings is through the air pipes, the you know the little ventilation shafts that they have. And so you scream up through them, and then the guy in the cell next to you can hear you. And so, you know, I was able to do ministry through there. And solitary confinement in the Brooklyn MDC federal prison I'm at is considered one of the worst in the whole country. They lock you down without any books, any radio, any form of entertainment, no phone calls. You're basically left in a sensory deprivation chamber with, you know, four steel walls, you know, just painted over white, surrounding you with nothing to do. If you have a relationship with God, it's a sanctuary, and the Holy Spirit fills the room, and you can, you know, have a lot of time for going through your life and repenting and praying and fasting and singing and praising God. But if you God, this is abject torture. This is horrible. I mean, people inside the solitary confinement unit were screaming at the top of their lungs, losing their minds. You had people having mental breakdowns every day because human beings were not created to just survive in some type of sensory deprivation chamber. We need sociality. We need entertainment. We need books. We need things to put our mind to. We need a relationship with our family. So this was torture. You get two suicide blankets, which are basically the like those little quilted moving tarps that like you put, you know, things on top of to move into a van. You get two of those. You get a 2-inch toothbrush. You get a roll of toilet paper and a bar of soap and a pair of boxers and a T-shirt. And that's it. You have to survive like that for months. And by God's grace, I was able to survive. But it's truly cruel and unusual punishment inflicted on a pretrial detainee like myself.
Unbelievable, Jake. I mean, it's really, really amazing. You're in solitary confinement with real criminals. Obviously, you have taken the opportunity to minister to these people. I the only thing that I had heard while you were there, because there's no communication, was that And I think this was after, like, right when you got out, we communicated on Twitter, and you said that you were either in there or maybe somewhere else right afterwards with an MS-13 gang member who had murdered multiple people, and they said, here, we'll throw him in with Jake Lang. I think we lost you. Oh, man. I was really looking horrible.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, we got you. There you are.
Hey, brother. I'm here. Sorry. It's absolutely incredible because the way that the government has the January 6ers classified is domestic terrorists. And if you know, the MS-13 gang is also classified as domestic terrorists. So they have put me in cells with ISIS terrorists and just recently this MS-13 gang member, who, by the way, God bless him, had been repenting for his sins and turning his life towards God. And we were able to do Bible studies together. You know, I was able to help further his relationship with Christ. But, you know, the real understanding about this is, was this a setup to have me murdered by some, you know, lifelong criminal that, honestly, this is the craziest thing, too. He had a handheld radio, and he heard Trump on a speech one night. And he knows, obviously, I'm, you know, tucked in with Trump. I'm a Jan Sixer. And he hears Trump in a speech one night say that he's going to pardon the January Sixers and that he's going to double down his efforts on getting the MS-13 gang members that are flooding across the southern border. So me and him were put in a very awkward situation that could have turned very horrible if the Holy Spirit wasn't keeping peace between us. Because, you know, you have two people that are on, honestly, the complete different sides of the political aisle. He was a foreigner from South America that illegally entered the United States. And, you know, hearing that Trump's going to deport all of these illegal immigrants and, you know, double down his efforts to catch all the MS-13 gang members that are here, you know, me and him were getting into a lot of, you know, lighthearted arguments, but they could have turned, I mean, it could have turned, with his history, it could have turned very bad very quickly. So you have to understand the government purposely did this to try to set me up for some type of violent event.
Jake, is there any chance at your trial November 4th now, three years, you will have been in prison for no crime? You have not been charged with a crime. Now, after
four.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was October of 2021 through November of 2024. Am I wrong?
It is January 16th, 2021 to today.
Oh, January.
And
okay.
About 3 years and 8 months.
That's right. Okay.
Years and 9 months.
My apologies, because I had been thinking it was October of 2021. So it was right after January 6th that they threw you in and you would have not had a trial. Is there any chance that November 4th goes well for you?
Honestly, I mean, listen to this. Imagine Donald Trump, and this will happen, who are going to bind this right now and decree this in the name of Jesus Christ, the sovereign king of the universe, who is the Alpha and Omega, the author of all of us. We're going to bind this right now that Donald Trump does win on November 5th. But imagine I go into my trial full of Democrats from Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump just won the presidency. They are going to be looking at me across that courtroom with seething with hatred and want to inflict as much pain as possible. So I don't believe that this is going to be a rough one, Ryan. They're, you know, because Donald Trump's about to win, they're going to just see me as like the last like bit of retaliation they can do to try to destroy Trump. So I think that I have God on my side and I have logic on my side and understanding on my side why we did what we did. Our founding fathers would have done the same thing. But that being said, these people are anti-American, anti-constitutionalists. So we're going to be, you know, battling against a disease, you know, a liberal disease that can't really be cured by logic. So, you know, by God's grace, we're going to win, but I'm not expecting anything more than just an absolute slanted, prejudiced courtroom.
Jake, One of the reasons that I want to keep up with you is not just because your case is unbelievable and amazing, and you're so good at talking on the radio and doing things that I'm sure you never had intended to do, but you know, you're good at it. And I want to stay up with you, and one of the reasons is because Jesus says, do not forget those who are in prison. So I just implore anybody who's listening, pray for Jake, pray for our country, pray for the right outcome in November, because that will affect him and so many of us in different ways. Jake, thank you so much. We will continue to pray for you and hopefully stay in touch with you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. Hey, if you guys want to support the January Sixers, help us out, become a sponsor for a January Sixers in prison, go to sponsorj6.com, guys. That's the best way to help us out. sponsorj6.com, and obviously call up your local Republicans office and volunteer to make some phone calls and knock on some doors this election season. If you want to see me and all my brothers come home, that's the quickest way home for us, Donald J. Trump's presidency. So go volunteer at your local Republican county office and go to sponsorj6.com to help us out. Thanks again, Ryan. God bless you, brother.
All right. Take care. And again, if you do donate, you know, that supports Jake with things like phone cards so that he can make these calls. And of course, we will have more Wiggins America. Stick around. We'll talk about this and a lot more with Old Roy. Man, that's, like I said, the third time we've talked to Jake Lang from prison. You think, and this is the way usually, if you talk to somebody once, you hear their story, the most impactful time that you hear it is the first time. And if you hear it again, hey, it might still do something to you, but it's that first time it really hits you. With Jake, it's the opposite. His story, I think it's because there just continues to be chapters to it. I mean, going into solitary confinement, being thrown into jail with an MS-13 gang member, and just listening to the way that he shared the gospel, it's powerful. It's so powerful, and it reminds me that when everything is gone, that's all that's left is God. I don't want to get to that point. I never want to get to the point where it is all gone, but sometimes that's what God does, because he knows what's most important, and it's him. It's that relationship with him that lasts way beyond anything that's happening now or even this life. And he knows what's most important. Jake has figured that out, man. Jake, sometimes I think he's got it more figured out than most of the people I talk to, because he doesn't have anything else. He doesn't have anywhere else to turn to. Anyway, very, very powerful. And it's a scare, though. It's so positive, but it's also such a warning for where we're headed. I really do believe, based on these things, I mean, these things are really happening in America right now, that if Donald Trump doesn't win this election, you're going to see more and more jailing of political dissidents in ways that we never thought we'd see in our lifetime in the United States. This is what happens when you vote for socialism. It doesn't matter where it is, it always happens, no matter where and no matter when. A socialist ideology, which is, it's like almost a default. It's like if you don't have in America, constitutional ideology or a Christian ideology or Judaic Christian worldview, it's like this is where everything goes. It just goes to socialism, because it's like you just want some sort of greater power than you to be over you, and that becomes government instead of God. If the socialists / communists, whatever you want to call them, win this election, that is the natural progression of things, that they will squash dissent even more. They will jail people who get really out of line more and more and more. You're going to see it more. And it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, this is the natural way that things go. So it's not as if I'm in love with Donald Trump. And it's amazing. There are so many people that I talk to who are in that boat. You know, I actually like Donald Trump's personality in some ways, but I know a lot of people who really don't. I mean, he drives them crazy, and they're still going to vote for him because they can see the stuff that we're talking about right now. You know what's funny is Mark Reardon is one of them. You know, I'm thinking a lot of people in my life, but Mark Reardon on the afternoons on 97.1 is one of those people. He can't stand Trump. I mean, we talk in between the Annie Fry show and Mark Reardon. There's like 3 minutes there where sometimes we can catch each other, and we just go in these like super deep, quick conversations. And then he's got to run and I got to run. And he Donald Trump drives that guy nuts. But he said, I've never been more committed to vote for the guy. He didn't even vote for him in 2016. He did. He says he did with his nose held in 2020. But he said this year, he'd crawl over broken glass to vote for him because of the way that the country's gone. He kind of is the last stopgap between us and going there. Because if he doesn't, and I'll talk about this in the next segment a little bit, if he doesn't win, the institutions that we have that are still kind of hanging on right now will be snapped. I'm going to wait because I do want to talk about that more. But right now, you know, it's kind of we've got God and country here is the theme, and I'm fine with that. I probably should do that every week. A little bit of a diversion here, but...
Wow, Wiggins America.
Well, I used to work in Christian radio. We promoted a lot of Christian movies, which means I've seen a lot of bad Christian movies. I've also seen a couple of good ones. So when I saw that Film Threat, which never, ever gives faith-based movies a good review, gave this movie an 8 out of 10, I said, well, we got to talk to the writer and director of For Profit then to find out why he's getting good reviews when Christian movies typically don't. Mark Stewart Iverson is here. Hello.
Hello, Ryan. How are you today?
Great. So tell us why For Profit, and it's spelled as you would expect, Profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, For Profit. Why is this movie, you know, standing out above all other Christian movies?
Well, I would probably have to say that I put forth the effort to make a great film first and foremost. I love faith movies. But I think a lot of them fall short because they focus only on the message and they don't focus on the cinematography, on the acting, on the performances, on the script. You know, they push the message, which is great, which is important, but they forget about the filmmaking tools. And I am a filmmaker first and foremost, and God tasked me to tell this story, and he wanted to make sure that it was a good movie, not only a great message.
Yeah, nobody sits down to watch a movie or pays to go sit in a movie where they know that I want to go hear a message. You know, for the most part, people want to go hear a story or be entertained. And so when you approach it from that angle, tends to have good things happen. And then, you know, the faith kind of comes out. Tell us a little bit about what For Profit is about.
Yeah, so it is a modern day It's a Wonderful Life in its essence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, that's, like I said, the third time we've talked to Jake Lang from prison. You think, and this is the way usually, if you talk to somebody once, you hear their story, the most impactful time that you hear it is the first time. And if you hear it again, hey, it might still do something to you, but it's that first time it really hits you. With Jake, it's the opposite. His story, I think it's because there just continues to be chapters to it. I mean, going into solitary confinement, being thrown into jail with an MS-13 gang member, and just listening to the way that he shared the gospel, it's powerful. It's so powerful. And it reminds me that when everything is gone, that's all that's left is God. I don't want to get to that point. I never want to get to the point where it is all gone, but sometimes that's what God does, because he knows what's most important, and it's him. It's that relationship with him that lasts way beyond anything that's happening now or even this life, and he knows what's most important. Jake has figured that out, man. Jake, sometimes I think he's got it more figured out than most of the people I talk to, because he doesn't have anything else. He doesn't have anywhere else to turn to. Anyway, very, very powerful, and it's a scare, though. It's so positive, but it's also such a warning for where we're headed. I really do believe, based on these things, I mean, these things are really happening in America right now, that if Donald Trump doesn't win this election, you're going to see more and more jailing of political dissidents in ways that we never thought we'd see in our lifetime in the United States. This is what happens when you vote for socialism. It doesn't matter where it is, it always happens, no matter where and no matter when. A socialist ideology, which is it's like almost a default. It's like if you don't have in America, constitutional ideology or a Christian ideology or Judaic Christian worldview, it's like this is where everything goes. It just goes to socialism, because it's like you just want some sort of greater power than you to be over you, and that becomes government instead of God. If the socialists / communists, whatever you want to call them, win this election, that is the natural progression of things, that they will squash dissent even more. They will jail people who get really out of line more and more and more. You're going to see it more. And it's almost, it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, this is the natural way that things go. So it's not as if I'm in love with Donald Trump, and it's amazing. There are so many people that I talk to who are in that boat. You know, I actually like Donald Trump's personality in some ways, but I know a lot of people who really don't. I mean, he drives them crazy, and they're still going to vote for him because they can see the stuff that we're talking about right now. You know what's funny is Mark Reardon is one of them. You know, I'm thinking a lot of people in my life, but Mark Reardon on the afternoons on 97.1 is one of those people. He can't stand Trump. We talk in between the Annie Fry show and Mark Reardon. There's like 3 minutes there where sometimes we can catch each other, and we just go in these like super deep, quick conversations. And then he's got to run and I got to run. And Donald Trump drives that guy nuts. But he said, I've never been more committed to vote for the guy. He didn't even vote for him in 2016. He says he did with his nose held in 2020. But he said this year, he'd crawl over broken glass to vote for him because of the way that the country's gone. He kind of is the last stopgap between us and going there. Because if he doesn't, and I'll talk about this in the next segment a little bit, if he doesn't win, the institutions that we have that are still kind of hanging on right now will be snapped. I'm going to wait because I do want to talk about that more. But right now, you know, it's kind of we got God and country here is the theme, and I'm fine with that. I probably should do that every week. little bit of a diversion here, but...
Wow, Wiggins America.
Well, I used to work in Christian radio. We promoted a lot of Christian movies, which means I've seen a lot of bad Christian movies. I've also seen a couple of good ones. So when I saw that Film Threat, which never, ever gives faith-based movies a good review, gave this movie an 8 out of 10, I said, well, we got to talk to the writer and director of For Profit then to find out why he's getting good reviews when Christian movies typically don't. Mark Stewart Iverson is here. Hello.
Hello, Ryan. How are you today?
Great. So tell us why For Profit, and it's spelled as you would expect, Profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, For Profit. Why is this movie, you know, standing out above all other Christian movies?
Well, I would probably have to say that I put forth the effort to make a great film, first and foremost. I love faith movies, but I think a lot of them fall short because they focus only on the message and they don't focus on the cinematography, on the acting, on the performances, on the script. You know, they push the message, which is great, which is important, but they forget about the filmmaking tools. And I am a filmmaker first and foremost, and God tasked me to tell this story, and he wanted to make sure that it was a good movie, not only a great message.
Yeah, nobody sits down to watch a movie or pays to go sit in a movie where they know that I want to go hear a message. You know, for the most part, people want to go hear a story or be entertained. And so when you approach it from that angle, tends to have good things happen. And then, you know, the faith kind of comes out. Tell us a little bit about what For Profit is about.
Yeah, so it is a modern day It's a Wonderful Life in its essence. It's about a man tasked by an angel to save his hometown, and he has a demon that's been attached to him as well. So it becomes this angel versus demon kind of story. Is he crazy? Is he not? Is he going to follow the angel voices? Is he going to be tempted by the demon? And there's a lot of comedy, a lot of drama, a lot of inspiration. But the pitch is, in essence, It's a Wonderful Life, modern day. And I think it's very, very relevant, just like It's a Wonderful Life is still relevant. You know, it was made in 1946, and yet today it still holds true with a lot of the issues that are going on in America, in small towns, in families, in communities. And I really wanted to tap into that and tell this story.
Mark, would you put this movie into like a dramatic genre or scary, or I mean, where would you put it on the spectrum of genre?
Well, it's absolutely a faith movie. Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. It certainly has those spiritual elements. There's a lot of theological talk, obviously angels and demons, spiritual warfare. But what we tend to call it is a faith comedy. It's got a lot of great drama as well. There are some kind of scary moments with the demon. The demon definitely does get demonic, which is kind of the point.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things that is a bit of a genre bender as well. You know, my lead actress who plays the Archangel Raphael, one, she's absolutely incredible. Objectively, she pops off the screen. She is absolutely hilarious. But she also brought up the fact that this, to her, always was a genre-bending kind of film because it is a comedy, it has great drama, but it has those deep faith elements as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why something like a Film Threat really, really liked the film, because they saw layers to it, which I think was a major goal for us.
You guys have won a ton. I can't even read all of them because the list is too long of film festival awards. So I'm looking forward to seeing, and I love genre benders. So looking forward to seeing For Profit. If anybody's listening and they want to see it too, where can they go?
Well, first and foremost, go right on to Amazon. If you got it, you know it, you love it, go there, check it out, For Profit on Amazon. But we are across platform, so we are on digital and cable video on demand right now. So if you like to watch on iTunes, Apple Play, Google, Vimeo, YouTube, we're there for rent and download. And then also if you like going to your cable box or your dish, DirecTV, Comcast, all those, you can go ahead and rent or own on demand now.
Mark Stewart Iverson is the writer and director of For Profit. If you'd like to go see it, make sure you spell profit correct. It's For P-R-O-P-H-E-T, the way that you would expect Christian profit to be spelled. Mark, thanks for your time.
Ryan, thank you so much. Bless you, sir.
This is Wiggins America. We have one more segment. We'll be right back. You know, aside from the little movie interview we did there, it was like 5 minutes. This has been kind of a heavy show. We talked to Jake Lang earlier. He's a J6er. He was at the Capitol. I didn't even think he went in the Capitol building, but he's been in jail for being there for 3 years. And we don't know if he's guilty of anything because he's never had a trial. Just listening to him talk about the amazing blessing that he has been to other people in prison, man, it's incredible. It's like reading the story of, you know, have you ever seen the book called The Heavenly Man? It's about a Chinese Christian who is still alive now. He's pretty old, but he grew up through the Communist Revolution in China. And they didn't know what to do with him because they weren't going to quite kill him, although they came close a couple times. But they would just keep putting him in jail for being a Christian. And everywhere he went, everybody around him kept getting saved and becoming a Christian. And they're like, well, we can't have that, you know, because they're communists. They're hostile to religion. So they didn't know what to do. They finally barred him from the country. He's been disbanded. He went to Myanmar. He was in jail there for a long time. I think he's now either in Canada or the United States. It's called The Heavenly Man, if you want to read that book. It's really fantastic. It's just this guy's story. It just reads like the Book of Acts. I want to, before the end of the show, though, talk about how serious this election is. And pardon me while I say that I really do believe that democracy may be at stake here in this country. The Democratic Republic of the United States may be on its last legs, depending on who wins this election. Now, if you're tuning in, you're going, man, that sounds extreme. You're losing me here, Wiggins. That's okay, because I know that Democrats do this a lot, and they say, look, if Donald Trump wins, it's the end of democracy. I don't really know how, because they never really say how Donald Trump would end democracy. Would he stay in office past 4 years? I really don't know. He puts people on the Supreme Court that they don't like, I guess. You know, he passes laws they don't like, but it's not ending democracy. But I can give you tangible examples of how the left now, the Democrat leadership in this country right now, the people that you would be voting for if you were voting on the left, will actually end democracy. You want to know? Here, got the receipts, man. What would the Freedom to Vote Act do? Do you remember this? Chuck Schumer talked about it a lot. The Senate was trying to pass this in 2021. It would have changed federal elections across the entire country, no matter where you were, conservative state, blue state. It would have changed the way that voting is done for any federal election. And some of the things that it would have done is it would have made it almost impossible to purge people from voting rolls. So dead people have moved. You know, it's a big problem right now to purge those people because it's not always easy to keep track of them. But this would have made it almost impossible to purge them by adding all kinds of regulation. Well, why would you not want to purge people who have left your state or who have died from the voting rolls? I ask. It would allow voting by mail with no excuses needed. We're halfway there anyway. It would have added ballot drop boxes across the entire country, which puts an incredible strain on keeping track of those if you're trying for election integrity, because you have to constantly monitor them either in person or by cameras. Obviously, the whole point was that you couldn't. So it's just more opportunity for cheating, and that would have changed the way that we vote in the United States forever. That they were trying to do, but they couldn't because of basically Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. They almost did it. Getting rid of the filibuster in general is something that Democrats did to get court picks passed faster. Harry Reid did it. And then Republicans started doing it, and they're like, oh, you're subverting democracy. But it was Democrats who did it. They would actually get rid of the filibuster entirely at that point. They almost did it. And then they were intent, if you remember, on adding more states. They want to make D.C. a state. Why? Well, if you want to really just give people of D.C. a greater voice, make it a part of, they can vote in Maryland. That's real easy to do. Everybody's fine with that. What they're trying to do, though, is add it as a state because they want to add the senators. They also want to do that to Puerto Rico. Why? Because it's Democrat and they would add senators. American Samoa is Republican. Why wouldn't they want to add that? Because it would add Republican senators. So it's really just a power play, and it's to shift the balance of the Senate permanently by getting, I mean, it's just a way to sort of end around democracy. And if you think, well, that's not really ending democracy, well, that's fine, but you understand that the balance of power would shift. The balance of power would shift permanently because they changed all the rules in their favor. Here's another one. They were going to and will add seats to the Supreme Court. So it won't be 9 people. It'll be like 14 people. And then the Supreme Court doesn't really mean anything, because then if there's ever a swing in power, the other party just adds more and it becomes a fully partisan court. Now, you can say, oh, I don't like the way the court is now. I love the way the court is now. I shouldn't say I love it. I like it. They are mostly constitutionalists, and that's the way we need it. But if you just make it a partisan body, then it's really just another branch of the legislature at that point. But that's what they want to do. It would swing the balance of power by changing elections, ending the filibuster, adding states, and packing the court. All of these things would change democracy to only benefit one party permanently. The other thing that they tried to do that we've seen them do, that they might actually continue to do this, they try to keep opponents off the ballots. They actually kept Donald Trump off of 3 state ballots, and they were going to do more if the Supreme Court had allowed it. This is all stuff that dictators do, that authoritarians do. They try to shut down dissent, and they almost did all of it. These aren't hypotheticals. They were actually doing all of these things if they had just a little bit more power. Translation, if they get a little bit more power, if Kamala wins and they take the Senate by a seat or two, it's done. It's going to be Democrats for the next 20 years because they're going to change the way we do everything. That is an actual threat to democracy. And that's what's at stake going into November. Did I say November? I was making really good, strong points, and then I ended it by saying November. Man, I wish I could edit this. I really do. We were on it. We were on it. You can get the podcast. You really should listen to Jake Lang. If you're just tuning in right now, get the podcast and listen to him or rewind. We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You know, aside from the little movie interview we did there, it was like 5 minutes. This has been kind of a heavy show. We talked to Jake Lang earlier. He's a J6er. He was at the Capitol. I didn't even think he went in the Capitol building, but he's been in jail for being there for 3 years. And we don't know if he's guilty of anything because he's never had a trial. Just listening to him talk about the amazing blessing that he has been to other people in prison, man, it's incredible. It's like reading the story of, you know, some sort. Have you ever seen the book called The Heavenly Man? It's about a Chinese Christian who is still alive now. He's pretty old, but he grew up through the communist revolution in China. And they didn't know what to do with him because they weren't going to quite kill him, although they came close a couple times. But they would just keep putting him in jail for being a Christian. And everywhere he went, everybody around him kept getting saved and becoming a Christian. And they're like, well, we can't have that, you know, because they're communists. They're hostile to religion. So they didn't know what to do. They finally barred him from the country. He's been disbanded. He went to Myanmar. He was in jail there for a long time. I think he's now either in Canada or the United States. It's called The Heavenly Man, if you want to read that book. It's really fantastic. It's just this guy's story. It reads like the Book of Acts. I want to, before the end of the show, though, talk about how serious this election is. And pardon me while I say that I really do believe that democracy may be at stake here in this country. The Democratic Republic of the United States may be on its last legs, depending on who wins this election. Now, if you're tuning in, you're going, man, that sounds extreme. You're losing me here, Wiggins. That's okay, because I know that Democrats do this a lot, and they say, look, if Donald Trump wins, it's the end of democracy. I don't really know how, because they never really say how Donald Trump would end democracy. Would he stay in office past 4 years? I really don't know. He puts people on the Supreme Court that they don't like, I guess. You know, he passes laws they don't like, but it's not ending democracy. But I can give you tangible examples of how the left now, the Democrat leadership in this country right now, the people that you would be voting for if you were voting on the left, will actually end democracy. You want to know? Here, got the receipts, man. What would the Freedom to Vote Act do? Do you remember this? Chuck Schumer talked about it a lot. The Senate was trying to pass this in 2021. It would have changed federal elections across the entire country, no matter where you were, conservative state, blue state. It would have changed the way that voting is done for any federal election. And some of the things that it would have done is it would have made it almost impossible to purge people from voting rolls. So dead people have moved. You know, it's a big problem right now to purge those people because it's not always easy to keep track of them. But this would have made it almost impossible to purge them by adding all kinds of regulation. Well, why would you not want to purge people who have left your state or who have died from the voting rolls? I ask. It would allow voting by mail with no excuses needed. We're halfway there anyway. It would have added ballot drop boxes across the entire country, which puts an incredible strain on keeping track of those if you're trying for election integrity, because you have to constantly monitor them either in person or by cameras. Obviously, the whole point was that you couldn't. So it's just more opportunity for cheating, and that would have changed the way that we vote in the United States forever. That they were trying to do, but they couldn't because of basically Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. They almost did it. Getting rid of the filibuster in general is something that Democrats did to get court picks passed faster. Harry Reid did it. And then Republicans started doing it, and they're like, oh, you're subverting democracy. But it was Democrats who did it. They would actually get rid of the filibuster entirely at that point. They almost did it. And then they were intent, if you remember, on adding more states. They want to make D.C. a state. Why? Well, if you want to really just give people of D.C. a greater voice, make it a part of, they can vote in Maryland. That's real easy to do. Everybody's fine with that. What they're trying to do, though, is add it as a state because they want to add the senators. They also want to do that to Puerto Rico. Why? Because it's Democrat and they would add senators. American Samoa is Republican. Why wouldn't they want to add that? Because it would add Republican senators. So it's really just a power play, and it's to shift the balance of the Senate permanently by getting, I mean, it's just a way to sort of end around democracy. And if you think, well, that's not really ending democracy, well, that's fine, but you understand that the balance of power would shift. The balance of power would shift permanently because they changed all the rules in their favor. Here's another one. They were going to and will add seats to the Supreme Court. So it won't be 9 people. It'll be like 14 people. And then the Supreme Court doesn't really mean anything, because then if there's ever a swing in power, the other party just adds more and it becomes a fully partisan court. Now, you can say, oh, I don't like the way the court is now. I love the way the court is now. I shouldn't say I love it. I like it. They are mostly constitutionalists, and that's the way we need it. But if you just make it a partisan body, then it's really just another branch of the legislature at that point. But that's what they want to do. It would swing the balance of power by changing elections, ending the filibuster, adding states, and packing the court. All of these things would change democracy to only benefit one party permanently. The other thing that they tried to do that we've seen them do, that they might actually continue to do this, they try to keep opponents off the ballots. They actually kept Donald Trump off of 3 state ballots, and they were going to do more if the Supreme Court had allowed it. This is all stuff that dictators do, that authoritarians do. They try to shut down dissent, and they almost did all of it.
These aren't hypotheticals. They were actually doing all of these things if they had just a little bit more power. Translation, if they get a little bit more power. If Kamala wins and they take the Senate by a seat or two, it's done. It's going to be Democrats for the next 20 years because they're going to change the way we do everything. That is an actual threat to democracy. And that's what's at stake going into November. Did I say November? I was making really good, strong points, and then I ended it by saying November. Man, I wish I could edit this. I really do. We were on it. We were on it. You can get the podcast. You really should listen to Jake Lang. If you're just tuning in right now, get the podcast and listen to him or rewind. We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.